You ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I'm in the business of helping people create, craft, and spread their messages. And that's through the effective use of internet marketing. That's what I do. But in the case of what's happening today and what's happened since I started my business in 2001, there's been a lot of changes. There's been changes in tools and technology and techniques. And all of those things can impact the way that you brand and present your messages. So let me explain that to you. First and foremost, we have tools. Some of these tools weren't around when I started back in 2001. We have computers. Okay, now you can have a laptop or a desktop. Obviously, a laptop you can pick up and take with you. A desktop, you know, you're sitting in front of your computer and your screens. You get bigger screens. You can have more screens. You know, there's all kinds of ways that you can kind of integrate all this stuff. But ultimately, it boils down to it is a dedicated computer and it generally doesn't have a touch screen on it. Now we have tablets, and there are hybrid tablets. So there are some that look like laptops or are truly tablets that you can add a keyboard to, and they have touchscreen technology. And they also display content differently. So they're not going to look and feel and act exactly the same as a desktop computer. And then we have cell phones. And cell phones are basically mini tablets, but they're also incredible high-end processing computers as well. So we've got all of this technology sitting in front of us. Do you need it all? Well, hey, I use it all every single day. I have 7 screens in front of me at any time, including 3 monitors, a 4th monitor which works with my laptop, and I have my iPhone and my iPad. Now, I tend to be a Mac person. Which gets to the next piece of this, which is technology. So there are different platforms. The 2 most popular ones in order, number 1 is Windows or Microsoft, and number 2 is Mac. There are some others, there's Linux, but not a lot of people use those. But, you know, from a general standpoint, if you're creating messages, it has to look good on Windows and work well on Windows, and it has to work good on a Mac. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. I'm not going to get into that right now. The next thing that you have is browsers. Okay, so you have on most computers, you're going to have Chrome and you're going to have Firefox. On Windows, you have Internet Explorer. And then on a Mac, you have Safari. Now, you can get versions of each of those, but the bottom line is if you're putting together a website or doing anything web-based, you have to make sure that you can address all of the idiosyncrasies of each one of those. And then you have applications. In the old days, we used to get this thing called a box. And inside the box was a CD-ROM, and you'd plug the CD-ROM in, and then you could download the software, and you'd keep the CD-ROM. Nowadays, when you buy software, you download it. I just uploaded a brand new program that was an upgrade, and instead of getting it in a box, they just say download here, and it downloads everything, updates your computer, and boom, there you are. But you also have cloud-based services. Now, the difference between the one and the other is I paid once for this software, and every single year I'm going to pay to upgrade. I can pick and choose whether to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm a big fan of the Adobe suite, which is Illustrator, Photoshop, Fireworks, Acrobat, a whole bunch of other things. And I used to love it because I could buy it 1 year and basically wait 2 years to upgrade. But that's not the case anymore. They've stopped that. Now you have to subscribe to it, which means you're going to pay a monthly fee of $40. So that means what I used to pay, maybe $600 for, and I had ways of getting it cheaper because I'm a teacher. What I used to pay $600, it would last me 2 years. I now have to pay $480 a year, so that's going to be like, what, $960 over the course of 2 years. So it's actually better for them, not so good for me. But on the bright side, you do get updated software constantly, so it's constantly updating itself, so you're not waiting 2 years for the latest and greatest, if that means something to you. And then, of course, there's search engines. Google is the king, owns 80%. But then Google goes out and adds all of these different, basically, tentacles inside of their system. So you have Google Business, Google Maps, and then you have Google Plus, and yes, Google Plus is still a thing. And then you have Google Search, and you got Search Console, and you got Analytics, and there's so many different pieces to this. And all of that was not there years ago. But it's all impactful upon what you're doing in your business. So you want to make sure that if you have a location-based business, that you're going to show up in Google Search, but also in Google Maps. And you may show up higher in search, but not on the maps. I've seen clients that say, I want to be number one on the maps. I want to be number one in search. It's like, they're all different things. You can't make one go across all of those platforms. So that means you have to kind of deal with all of them. And then finally, we get to techniques. All right. And techniques are, you know, how are we going to get our messages out there? So the most common way of doing it is create a web page, right? So you got a website, but it's kind of static. How do you get people to it? Well, maybe you add a blog to it. So you add a blog every single week. The way I do it is you write a blog and you put it up there, and then you can take that and spread it across social media, and you can spread it across email and do all those things. That's print. It gets indexed by Google and is one of the most powerful things out there. Now, this is a podcast. I actually built my blog upon my podcast. And I love being able to talk in this stuff to you guys as opposed to having to type it up. So it makes it a lot easier on me to be able to express my messages and the things that are happening a lot quicker. The other thing that's huge is video. Okay, so you've got live video on Facebook. You've got video on just about every other platform that's out there. On Instagram, you've got story. Twitter now allows you to put videos in there. You have GIF animations. I mean, there's tons of different ways. YouTube, which is owned by Google, is a whole nother way to get your message out there. So you've got all of this stuff. You've got tools, you've got the technology, and then you have the techniques. And what you're trying to do is get attention in this noisy world. So some final last thoughts for you. First and foremost, what's next? We don't know. We're not sure what's going to happen. What's going to be the latest and greatest and hottest thing? You know, what is Google going to buy? What is Facebook going to buy? We don't know how all this stuff is going to play out. And the other thing that you really got to think about is, how much of this stuff do I really want to learn? So it makes sense to say, you know, my skill level is X, and this is what makes sense for me. And maybe I need to hire out some of this other stuff. I mean, there are people that will set up blogs for you. There are people that will write blogs for you. There are people that will set up and do podcasts for you. There are people that will shoot and edit video. There's a big difference between holding up your cell phone and talking into it versus somebody who understands lighting and shooting and editing and all that stuff in video. So sometimes it just makes sense to pay somebody to take care of that for you. So work towards your strengths and hire towards your weaknesses. And don't let all of this stuff get in the way, but be conscious of the fact that everything you do to get your messages out is being affected by the latest tools, the latest technology, and the latest techniques. All you have to do is sit back and watch and learn. So if you like tips like this, I have something for you. It's called my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. Go to baconcoach.com/BWM, where you can try my weekly call for only $1 for the first month. We talk about things like this and learn some new software and techniques.